Well, I've heard various small stories about how the grandmother and granddaddy grow feuded with one another. What do you remember?
Well, I started to tell you, one time Betty Cates said to me, Betty Cates, inaudibly, I'd say, fond of me, don't ask me why. And she's got an attachment to me now. She's in the nursing home. They put her in the nursing home. And she sent me word, I'd better come to see her. Well, all right, that digressed a minute. When Betty Kate was young, she had the prettiest hair. I can see that long, golden, blonde hair. Golden blonde. See, it wasn't blondie blonde. It was golden blonde. You get the picture. Braided and wrapped around her head. You remember that, Elva?
Yeah. When she finished college.
She was real smart.
She was. She's in a nursing home, by the way.
Yeah. But she told me that one of her earliest recollections, she was trying to explain some of the reason why she seemed to be rather eccentric, you might say. And she said one of her earliest recollections was waking up in the wintertime, you know, it was these big fires. You had to get up and build a fire. And said that she'd wake up to the tune of Mr. Grohl was trying to lay the fire and do the fire, and Ms. Grohl was going to tell him how to do it. And they were arguing about the fire, how to build the fire. And she said, I would lay there and think, well, Mama, why don't you just let him build it like he wants to? But said, you know, she'd never let him do anything like he wanted to. She was going to take issue with it, and she was right, and he was wrong. And he had the same idea. Can you imagine living 50 years together like that?
Yes.
Oh.
You can.
I can. That feeling has been in the family so long and runs so deep, I can easily imagine it. Yeah.
Well, it was really true. And see now, my grandmother, he's used to riding on the...
One thing I've learned about the Groves is that they never like her advice.
Never like what?
And for advice.
Oh, no, they're not going to have any. No. They're right and you're wrong.
Well, there's nothing anybody can do that they can't give advice on.
That's right.
And won't.
They'd rather be right than president. Well, I mean, that's I know exactly that because I married into one of those. I just got to see about all that.
Yes.
I just let turn him loose because he...
Now, Stephan, that's the tape recorder you're looking at. If you push the buttons, it might go off. That's all right.
Talks to him like he's grown, really understands him.
Yeah, you want to come over here and see the flower? Come over here and look at it.
Well, anyway, and I was trying to remember if Betty Kate had ever told me. She was telling me little stories of her childhood, you know. And she said, that stands out as the way we started off our day. And that was the way it was going to be all day long. And said, I was so torn about which side to take. Terrible old children, really bad. And I said, well, which side did you take? She said, well, one day it would be one day, the next day I'd sympathize with the other one. But Mr. Grohl was very talented, like wrote poems. Right. He was very well educated, too, by the way. Now, I don't know whether it was self-education. I don't remember that part.
Oh, definitely. There were no schools out there.
Well, he was very well educated.
And he was a good lawyer.
He was one of the few really educated people in Miller County.
He sure was. He wrote valedictories for many high school people. I've heard him say so.
But you see, I remember Mr. Grohl.
And he never had the formal schooling. It was taken by to grammar school now. Because
honey, he had a PhD, I can promise you.
And he wrote all over the wall there on the back porch where he sat.
In that swing.
He wrote things all over the wall. And he watched the spiders on the wall. And he didn't want one killed. One day I killed a spider. It was the only time he ever gave me what I consider a little bit sharp. Reply or order. He said, Elva, don't kill the spiders. Just like that. And I said, well, don't kill the spiders. He said, sure, they catch flies.